a show highlighting the diverse landscape of businesses in the Niagara region. Niagara Made with Ruth Unruh, News Talk 610 CKTV.
Good day, everyone out there. Thanks for joining me today on Niagara Made. I'm Ruth Unruh, your host, and today I'm going to be talking to Tim Emberingham from Dine Niagara. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Ruth.
Welcome to Niagara Made. So I'm very interested in knowing more about this. I know that Dine Niagara exists. I'm actually a subscriber to it. But tell us about what it is and sort of where it came from, the motivation, and what your role is in it, and all of those things.
Absolutely. Dine Niagara started right in the peak of the pandemic when the restaurants were getting hammered with closures and had to make very quick flip over to takeout only and patios and all the nonsense that we had to deal with, unfortunately. It was over Christmas, and my wife and I were sitting on the couch and read an article about the high commission rates that the big delivery apps were taking from restaurants. And of course, most of these restaurants had never had to do takeout in the past. So, getting online ordering and interacting with customers in that way was really foreign. And so the only options they had were the big apps to go to. And having worked in the restaurant industry for a number of years, mostly as a DJ, actually, I have a lot of friends that own restaurants now or managers of restaurants. They've kind of grown up in their careers in that industry. And my wife said, well, why don't you do something? You're a techie guy. Go build something that's better. Famous last words. And I'm sure she regrets a lot of that conversation now, 2 years later. But I did. I reached out to a couple of my friends and acquaintances who had restaurants and said, if we did something, would you be interested in working with us on it and seeing if we can make this a better option for you? And so about 3 weeks later, we were piloting a solution with four restaurants at the time. Almost a month to the day from the conversation, we actually launched and somehow got some press on CHCH's evening news with what we were trying to put together and managed to crash the system in the first night and take a few orders. But, went from really concept to something that could work in about a month's time. And then from there, we've just continued to grow and build. I mean, the intent of the platform is to offer restaurants an alternative to the high cost options that are out there, whether that be, the big delivery apps or the other companies that offer online ordering direct on, for the restaurant themselves. And we do it in a way that really covers its costs and nothing more. It's not designed to become a big enterprise. It's designed to support restaurants and to be their partner.
Okay, so a couple things there lead me to more questions. Like, it sounds pretty amazing to me that you went from concept to launch in a month. is it not a complicated process to design an app and a website that would do these things? Because you've got, to me, it sounds like you've got a lot of moving parts, right? First of all, you've got to get restaurants and you've got to get their menus and then people that are actually going to be using it. And my understanding is you don't deliver the food, right?
Right.
So this so I want to spend a minute on that. But first of all, four weeks from concept to, so when your wife said you're techie, you can design something, she wasn't kidding?
She wasn't kidding. I tend to find ways to do stuff. And really the 4 weeks is because, there's an amazing software movement out there called open source and, lots of different projects on the web that you can get involved in and that are, community driven and, effectively free, although, certain parts of them you pay for and you pay for certain services and that kind of thing. And I was, I'd done some looking in the past, but somehow stumbled across a platform out of the UK that was close to what we needed to do what I thought we needed to do. and so we started from that and made some small changes. And honestly, the first month was just very small tailoring to try and get us to a web-based version of something that could order food. And so that was what allowed us to get there in a month. Had it not been for, a foundational kind of open source platform. And the interesting part is it itself is an open source platform built on two other open source platforms. So, you know, sort of three things come together to create, what we were able to now, you know, build, modify, and leverage for Niagara.
When you talk about open source platforms, okay, I mean, there's many of us that aren't that techie savvy. Right. But to me, it sounds like you're not reinventing the wheel, like somebody else has already done it, and you're able to use that coding or whatever it is in order to start yours. And you said there was like three components of it, that so you found something here and you found something here and you found something here, but then you got to put it all together, right? And make what it is you want it to do.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, the platform I found kind of did some of the building blocks for us and had everything there. So you could sort of take it off the shelf and install it and say, okay, well, that's close. But the nice thing with open source is you also get access to the source code. So, it's built by a community, and it's a community of folks that share and support each other and help build new features. And so we contribute back to this platform today. You know, we continue to pass features back into that platform that can get built into their version as it goes forward. I continue to provide support through their community channels as well to other users of the platform and people who are just getting started, both in terms of the technology, but also the model. And you know, there's other folks around the world that are trying to do similar things to what we've done with Dine Niagara. And so I'm happy to share, you know, our learnings and the things that worked and didn't work here. But that's really what open source is. It's rather than it being a for-profit company that's spent all the time building the code and developing the platform, it's a group of like-minded folks that have volunteered their time and then take what they've built together to build businesses outside of that that software. So that's what we were able to sort of take and leverage, which was a great launching point.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned we a number of times. Who else is there, or is it basically?
Well, it's me, but with my wife, you know, supporting me along the way. So, she was the idea generator, and she is the supporter of, making it all happen. And she's also done a lot of work, helping me learn about the social media marketing aspects of things, and as a great sounding board around, market research and how I should be looking at things. She's more of a marketing background, where I'm more of a tech / business operations background. So, the two of us come together for the ideas, but at the end of the day-to-day operations, it's me. I'm the head developer. I'm the lead salesperson. I'm head of marketing. I'm the customer support person when people message Facebook at 11 o'clock at night and are having trouble. I answer customer complaints. I'm pretty much everything.
Right. Okay. So what were the main things that you wanted this to do? I mean, obviously you wanted to support the restaurant industry, but it also needed to do other things, right? Because it needed to be user-friendly for me, and it needed to be, I'm assuming it needs to be a bit user-friendly for the restaurant. Like, what do they have to do in order to be part of Dine Niagara?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is that you nailed it. It has to be simple. Online ordering is becoming very popular for food from a customer standpoint for a couple of reasons. One, I like to be able to go on one place and see choice. So I'm not sure what I want to eat tonight. Even if I've got six or seven choices in one place, that's better than me having to go to six or seven different websites, Google where they are, do they have ordering, can I figure it out? Every website looks different, they feel different, they order different. So it's a way to make the experience for people who are looking to order food common and easy. And so that was, a nice thing. A lot of that was already there in the platform we started from. It was simple. We've cleaned it up and made it a little more simple, but the customer side is simple. The restaurant has to be able to manage it really easily. They, ideally I want them to be able to add, remove their own items, add specials, build coupons, market using the platform. We support them in doing all that as well. So, for a restaurant that's not particularly tech savvy or, doesn't have an owner who can sort of pick this up or a staff member who's ready to take it on, we can manage all that because it is so simple to use that I could build a menu in about 45 minutes. We had to make it really, really simple on either side. So those are two big things, but it also has to create community. And that was the kind of the key pillar word for everything that we were doing, right? We're not like the big delivery apps because we don't have big marketing budgets, right? The side effect of not charging high commissions, in fact, we charge no commissions, is that I also can't afford to have my name on the dashboards around the Scotiabank Center in Toronto. Nice. We can't market with Katy Perry. You know, these aren't things that we have the ability to do. So we rely on our restaurants to promote the fact that they do online ordering powered by Dine Niagara. So it's a community of restaurants kind of creating a better alternative together that customers can enjoy that same simplicity. But the other side of the community to us had to be, we're in Niagara. We live in Niagara. This is a give back to restaurants. It should probably also give back to the community. And so from a very early stage, you know, we were approached by a few different community groups and charities and sort of went, okay, well, let's do something here too. Let's use the platform we're creating and the visibility we're getting in the area to help promote their charitable campaigns and raise money for the community, using our restaurants and our platform as a vehicle to help doing that. So community really is the big one for us. And that to me is the differentiator that, when you deal with Dine Niagara, you know, you're working with a group that is supporting restaurants. You know, we're not here to take their money. We're here to help them make more money, but also an organization that's committed to giving back inside the community as well. So it's all about protecting, you know, what we're doing here in Niagara and helping us all build better to keep the money here in Niagara where it belongs. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking this the shop local concept and applying it, you know, to the restaurants that we have here and the great food culture that we really are developing, like have and are developing here in Niagara. We're getting well known for some of the things, and this makes it easier for those restaurants out there that don't have, like you said, that don't have the tech that would enable them to put their menus online and have an ordering system that would work without somebody like babysitting it all the time. Right. Because those things can fail. Yeah. Right. And that's that could, especially during the shutdowns, that could have been the difference between surviving in your restaurant and not surviving. Right. So then what do the restaurants need to do? How do you get them? And then what do you need them to do? I mean, obviously their menu needs to go online, right?
Yeah. I mean, when we start working with a restaurant, I'll say most of the restaurants we have online have reached out to us. I say I'm head of sales, but this obviously it's a volunteer effort. It's not my day job. I don 40 hours of my week to be out pounding the pavement and knocking on doors. We do rely a lot on our restaurants kind of telling their friends and bringing other people in or discovering us through, our website or news stories that are written about us and that kind of thing. And then when we work with them, generally all I need is their menu. Some of them have it online already, at least in a print version where we can, a customer can sort of go on and look and see it. But I've had some that'll just hand me a piece of paper and say, take a picture of this on my wall or whatever it is. That's really all we need to get going. I do all the setup of the menu for them in our system and then send them a preview so they can make sure that we got it right. One of the fun things about restaurants is not everybody makes everything the same and customers like to modify things. So it's always about, I've got a cheeseburger, but what choices do I want to give the customer around that cheeseburger? What sides do they have? What toppings do they want to have on it? What special options might be unique to your restaurant that we need to make sure the customer's aware of? All those kinds of things go into each item and making sure that they're correct. So we do that with them. Really all a restaurant needs, depending on how they sign up with us, we've got some packages that, where we'll actually provide a tablet and do the setup, with them so that everything physically is in the restaurant and ready to go. If they already have their own tablet, we also work with them that way where we've got an app that they can just install themselves and away they go. Once we've got them set up, it's just as simple as me saying, okay, you're online. So.
And then they can change, they can go in and change, pricing and that sort of thing. We're taking this off the menu, we're adding this to the menu. They can do that on their own or you're there to support.
Exactly. Either way. We've got some restaurants that have taken a very hands-on approach and they manage their entire menus themselves. Either right from the very start or, you know, just over time, they kind of take over and make changes. You know, some make more changes than others. They have daily menus that change. And so for them, it makes sense to take ownership and learn how to use it. It is really easy to use, so it doesn't take much. But we've got others where, you know, if you're only changing your menu every 2 or 3 months or even less frequently than that, it's just easier to send me an update because I can do it in about half an hour, and it might take them 2 or 3 hours to remember what they were doing. So, right. You know, we try to make it as easy as possible. Again, you know, the goal here is they want a set it and forget it approach to online ordering. And with the way we've designed the system, you know, both from a setup, an ongoing maintenance standpoint, but also receiving orders, being notified, making sure you don't miss orders, fitting it into the operations of your night, all those kinds of things, we've made it as easy as we possibly can so that it's not disruptive to the way they do business.
If you're just joining us on Niagara Made, I'm talking to Tim Empringham from Dine Niagara. And so then, Tim, as a user, now I'm sitting at home and it's like, okay, I want to order out tonight, but I don't even really know what I want to eat. So what do I do now to access Dine Niagara, and what does it, how does it all unfold?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's two ways you can use us, and we've got an app both in the App Store for Apple and on the Play Store for Google devices. So regardless of what mobile phone you have, just hit up the App Store and search for Dine Niagara. You'll find us. You can also just go to dineniagara.ca. And the same experience is there on the web for you as well. And that's all mobile friendly and works great on a mobile device or your computer, however you want to access this. We tried to make it easily accessible for everybody. It will confirm that we got your address correct because, you know, we do service restaurants across Niagara, and we made the conscious choice to make all of those restaurants available to you regardless of where you are. Having said that, it's important for us to know where you are so that we give you the nearest restaurants first. It wouldn't make sense if you're sitting in Port Dalhousie like I am today, and for the first restaurant to show up be one in Welland. It wouldn't be particularly helpful. So that we do confirm, you know, where you are right at the very outset. We try to guess, but, you know, in some cases, depending on your device, it may ask you. And then you'll get a list of restaurants. So we've got about 43 restaurants that are online today. And that list is always kind of fluctuating up and down a little bit. I would say we tend to be growing over time. And they're ordered in how far away are they from you. So we consciously took out things like ratings, which are generally, a system that's gamed by either the restaurant or users. They can be used for bad reasons. So we just try to make it really easy. The closest restaurant's going to be the nearest one to you. You can actually, as a user, you said you're a subscriber, you've signed up on our app. If you create an account, you can save your favorite restaurants as well, and they'll always show up at the top for you so that you know, you don't have to scroll and find them. It's just, oh, well, there's that pizza that I always loved. And so again, it's all trying to make it easy. Once you find the restaurant that you want to go into, or you want to browse through a few, you can go right into them and their full menu is there for you. It will tell you what types of payment they take. Some take credit card online, some will do cash on delivery or debit or credit at the door. All of our restaurants also take the Dine Niagara gift card. So we have a gift card that's available to use across all of our systems, which is actually tied into our community program. We should talk about that. And you'll see just everything that's there. You can select your items, choose how you want it, you know, work with your 13-year-old who's terrible at choosing a side and kind of show them what's there. It's great for family ordering. And then complete your order. The order goes straight to the restaurant, and you can either choose a pickup or delivery. We do both. I would say we probably have 50 to 60% of our customers choose to pick up their food, but we do have full delivery available as well at most restaurants.
How does the delivery then do I pay for that? Like, have you got people that are sort of subcontracted to Dine Niagara that drive around delivering? So,
yeah, delivery is really interesting because it was one of the things that at the very outset we chose not to get involved in. It's operational overhead that's really hard. And as a volunteer, it's like, well, I can't be, taking dispatch calls all night long.
Right. And your business model doesn't include salaries, right?
Right. that's absolutely
Which is an interesting,
true.
It's an interesting business model, but yeah.
So what we originally did is we partnered with, and we still do, we've got partners across the region who operate local delivery services. So depending on our restaurants, you know, some restaurants have their own staff who deliver, in which case we just put in their rate card. The customer pays for the delivery based on whatever the cost of delivery is. So if the restaurant offers their own delivery and it's $5 and they have their own staff members, then $5 is what the customer will pay. It'll show up and the delivery area is put in. Some restaurants work with some of our local partners where they're you know, doing sort of the old school phone dispatch and whatever, but it's their choice who they want to deal with. And again, we just take the restaurant's rates and structure and put that right in. Recently, we've also added an integrated delivery service. So, you know, as much as I, you know, am happy to malign the big delivery apps for the cost they take to the restaurants, the one thing that they have actually figured out is last mile delivery. So they do a really good job of the logistics of having drivers with food bags, making sure the food gets from restaurant to customer. It's just that their business model is too expensive for the restaurant. But what a number of them have done now is they've opened up what they're calling white label delivery. So they've also figured out that I might not beat the other big guy at getting the restaurants online, but I can beat them at getting more deliveries. And so they're now offering their services just as a straight flat rate delivery provider to folks like us, where we can leverage their networks, but without charging the restaurant the crazy commissions. So it's a more reasonable price option for both the customer and the restaurant, but still getting the benefit of all of that. So we now have that available to our restaurants if they choose as well. So it's sort of three ways they can deliver, and it's all up to the restaurant, whatever works for them.
Right. And it's, you know, the point that I'm going to get my food on time and hot, right?
That's it. Either way, regardless of how the restaurant's chosen to deliver it for you, the thing we're making sure is, as a customer, you don't care.
Because I don't care. I don't care.
Available. Just... That's right. I see I get delivery available. I know how much that delivery is going to cost me. And I hit go and the delivery shows up hot. That's what you care. We make sure that happens.
Yeah. Okay, let's spend, we've got a couple of minutes left here, but let's spend some time talking about the community partnerships, because that's a really big component of this. I mean, you know, you're doing this as a volunteer, basically, and you're not making any money. The business model doesn't include making money on it. It's just to support the community and the restaurant community in particular, but it also supports other organizations. So talk to us about that and how does that work?
So, and I don't, to be honest, remember what the first partner that came to us was. I had a couple of charity groups that came to us and said, hey, this looks really cool. Can we advertise what we're doing? We've got this charitable program happening. Can we, you know, leverage what you're doing? Can you participate in some way? And we went, okay, like it sounds like a good idea, even if it's just, you know, through our social marketing channels. And so that's how we started. We started by promoting, you know, a couple of major campaigns. And then, you know, slowly started to build from there and said, well, what other ways can we help? Well, you know, when you go to the liquor store or the grocery store, so often you're asked, hey, do you want to put $2 towards, you know, this or that charity? And we thought, well, that's, you know, local. We should be able to do that as well. So now within the app, for restaurants that are participating in the program, you'll actually see when you're checking out, do you want to make a donation to whichever our charity campaign is at the time. So currently we're working with Start Me Up Niagara in the coldest night of the year and raising money for our homeless population and supporting that campaign. So a number of restaurants, you'll actually see the coldest night of the year logo attached to their listing on our site. And when you check out and order your food, you can add $2, $5, $10 as a donation to our coldest night of the year team. And that will, you know, help obviously the local charity that we're working with. We've worked with Habitat for Humanity. We work with Niagara Children's Center on an annual basis. We work with the radio stations actually at Christmas time, helping to promote the Great Holiday Food Drive. You know, one of the things being region wide is we can support these community groups that you know, cut across the whole region. So that's one way we're doing it. The other thing we've added in the last few months is, I mentioned our gift card. We have a gift card that's usable for online orders currently for takeout and delivery at all of the restaurants that are on the Dine Niagara platform. When you buy a gift card, we donate 5% of the purchased amount of that gift card to the charity we're working with on that month. So, you know, again, I mean, the reality is not everybody spends all the money on their gift card. well, you know, I don't need that money. I'm going to send that through to the charities we're working with. And so that's another way we've chosen to work with them. So kind of a combination as we partner up with, you know, with a charity that's of interest across the whole region. You know, again, we're trying to pick on bigger campaigns and ways that we can help them, help support them. You know, it's awareness, it's marketing of what they're doing. It's raising funds through the checkout and the generosity of our customers. Some restaurants will actually offer bonuses where it's, you know, order this burger and every one we sell will be, you know, a dollar donated to the campaign. And then through our gift cards. A couple other ways we've started to help as well is we're actually helping promote and organize a trivia night with the Distress Center coming up on February 25th. So that's more of a, you know, doing marketing with them and helping event planning. And then we're also working with groups like the Porto Luzzi Lions Club who do a spaghetti night on a monthly basis. And we provide them with online ordering and delivery for their spaghetti night at no charge because we've got the platform and it works fantastic. So, I mean, charity groups that are running food-based events, we can offer that service to them as well. And it works great.
And again, they're coming to you or are you going to them? And then you're choosing or does somebody apply to Dine Niagara to say, will you choose my charity this month? Or
it's sort of becoming a little bit that way. It really, I have not done any work to, you know, actively go out. You know, we've got certain anchor folks that we will continue to work with. I mean, Habitat for Humanity runs a program called Home for Dinner every year, which is all based around people buying takeout to help put people in homes. The Niagara Children's Center, on an annual basis does, a food for kids and it's, you know, we get involved in their Shine for Kids program. And there's a whole restaurant program, you know, built around that. So we get involved with them and try to help that program. Obviously Great Holiday Food Drive, very much tailored to the work we're doing. And Pride Niagara during Pride Month, of course, you know, one of the more important ones that we want to work with. But other months we've got some sort of openings and they can rotate in or out and, you know, thankfully I haven't had to sort of pit two charities against each other yet, but,
right. Well, it's really quite amazing and you're doing some great work and, you know, I just think that our community needs to thank you, Tim, for the opportunity to support our local restaurants. And I mean, even, you know, as we're out of, well, as we're sort of out of COVID, but at least we're not in shutdowns anymore, right? It still is very important and it does, you're building this community and you're doing it through technology. And it's really a wonderful thing. And I know you mentioned already what the website is, but can you tell us again where to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. At App Store or Play Store, search for Dine Niagara. Or go to dineniagara.ca. You'll find a list of great restaurants that you can order takeout and delivery from, or like some people do, just use it as a great way to browse menus when you're going out to dine out as well. You know, we're happy for you to stop by and eat in at any of our restaurants as well.
That's great. Thanks so much, Tim. Thanks for your time today. I've been joined by Tim Empringham from Dine Niagara. This is Niagara Made, and I'm Ruth Unruh. Have a great day and thanks for listening to Niagara Made right here on 610 CKTV.
This has been Niagara Made, a show highlighting businesses in the Niagara area. Brought to you by Meridian, where banking feels good. For more information and past shows, visit our website, 610cktv.com.